ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
All right, is everybody sorted? Because if you're all set and ready, you know what? So am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions in 5 categories. If you can answer question 25... then you're the winner tonight, and you will receive the very special, very rare, and hard to win Mighty Challenge fridge magnet. Now it's tough to win, I know, but someone does every night, and sometimes they even receive it in the post, which is an added benefit as well. 1-300-800-222 is the number. 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, words, words, words. Category number 2, 2016 was a decade ago. I know. Category number 3, take a dive. Category number 4, famous Margarets. Category number 5, alphanumerical answers. All right, words, words, words. 2016 was a decade ago. Take a dive, famous Margarets, alpha numerical answers. Anne from Caulfield is going to kick us off. Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Someone texted me the other night after you were on and we were talking about when you won Sale of the Century.
Yeah.
Someone said, no, we love having quiz royalty on the program, as you know. But someone said, did Anne win the Mercedes?
No, I won a what's it called?
A fridge magnet. A fridge magnet.
No, a watch, a platinum watch.
A platinum watch.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you still got it?
Yes, I've got it. I must say, I've never really worn it. So, I inquired places where you could, these auction houses, and they said it was worth like $20,000 or $25,000 or something, and the auction house says, "Oh, you might get $2,000 or $3,000 for it."
Oh no!
Yeah, so I've still got it, and one day I might wear it, or the kids and the grandkids will have fun with it.
Yeah, give it to the kids, the grandkids. That's it. And when Nan won, yeah, good on you. Now, Anne, what do you like here? Words, words, words.
You know what? They do like some of the prizes I've gotten, so that's okay. Words, 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 please.
Words, words, words. All right. Question number 1. Smog, brunch, and chillax are examples of what kind of word?
I think the compound. Is it a compound word or one that you're trying to get?
What's the word I want, though? What's the?
I know, and I know it. And, oh no! I'm going to kick myself. I know it's.
You know this. You know there is a term, don't you? That's right.
And I know it. And as soon as I've hung up, it will occur to me. So whether I'm quick enough to text the answer, and you'll know I know it, but. I just had it all, and then it got. You know what? Talk to you next time.
Thanks,
see you later.
Thanks, Anne. Bye bye. See you later. Harry in the Bay's got the right answer. Yes, lots of people have as well. Annette from Perth. Ray in the Bay. I think you do have the answer, Ray. But spell check's done something. Very funny to your answer. Amanda from Newcastle says, today I saw that Wimbledon fridge magnets are $25. Really? Gee, and they're as common as muck. Not like, not like. Imagine what a Mighty Challenge fridge magnet would be worth. Don't go telling me too quickly. Man, if Wimbledon fridge magnets are $25. How about that? What about that? What about the Aussie Mayor joint, by the way? I know she grew up in America, but beating the Williams Serena on centre court at Wimbledon. That'd be pretty good in your tennis career, wouldn't you say? Yeah, I played Serena on centre court at Wimbledon. Yeah, beat her. Not bad. Jason from Port Kennedy in WA. G'day, Jason.
Up, how are you, mate?
Oh, I'm pretty good. We're in words, words, words. Smog, brunch and chillax are examples of what kind of word?
Yep, not a clue, but can I just say a story about mushrooms before I go?
Yeah, yeah.
My granddad kept a diary from the day he was married to the day he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And during the war, he would take my mum and all of her sisters up to Bundoora Park in Melbourne go picking flapjacks. And they basically spent the whole war living on flapjacks.
Flapjacks being a kind of mushroom, yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
So that's my story about my granddad.
Yeah, good on you. Good on you. You've got to be careful. Yeah, you've got to be careful foraging for mushrooms, as we know.
Certainly do.
All right. Thanks, Jason. Bye-bye. See you later. Rumpum. It was a fabulous tennis game, says my texter, sent Serena Williams packing never to come back again. Oh, yeah, she's a great champion, Serena Williams. Although someone did remind me today, which I had temporarily put aside, not forgotten, about her very poor behaviour during the US Open when she lost to Naomi Osaka. Remember that? It was terrible. Terrible display of sportsmanship. Albert from Townsville. Hello, Albert.
Good night, Philip.
How you doing? All right?
Yeah.
How are the grandkids, Albert? All right?
Yeah, the grandkids and the great-grandkids. one of my great-grandkids.
How many great-grandkids have you got?
Six.
Wow.
One of them started university and he bought a skateboard to go from one classroom to the other, but he had a bad fall off at one of the first days he started, and he's only just got back now. He had a compound ankle fracture.
Oh, no.
Had all sorts of trouble, but anyway, he's finally got over it and back, but no more skateboards, I don't think.
No, exactly. Exactly. Albert, we're up to question. Well, we're up to. We're kicked off with question one. Smog, brunch, and chillax are examples of what kind of word?
What was the third one? The smog and brunch?
Smog, brunch, and chillax.
I'm not sure what that is. I'm sure in my long career I've heard this word, but I was hoping Anne would get it. But I'll just say descriptive.
No, not descriptive. Not descriptive, Albert. Thank you.
Okay.
See you, Albert. Bye-bye. No, not descriptive. Paul from Esperance says Serena apparently was not a gracious loser last night either. No, I didn't see it. Well, obviously I didn't see it because we were here on the program. Rolf from Bassendean says, Phil, don't go on eBay for the Serena Williams commemorative 2026 Wimbledon coin. It will be of little value after Maya Joint knocked her out today. Yeah, she's an Aussie, Maya Joint, I think, but she basically grew up most of the time in the US, but has made Australia her home now since she was about 19 years old. Paul from Plainland says, he without anger cast the first racket. Fair enough. Who's next? Javen from Wollongong. G'day, Javen.
Hey, mate. It's Philip. How are you?
Pretty good. Smog, brunch and chillax are examples of what kind of word?
Oh, bloody hell. It's a hard one to start off on, isn't it?
Yeah, well.
I'm going to have to say, I'll just quickly shout out my mate Jason Shaw out there, mate.
There you go.
He's one of the good ones out there, mate, yeah.
There you go.
Anyway, I'm going to have to say, is it an adjective?
Not an adjective, mate, but thank you. See you, mate.
Thanks, Philip.
Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. No, it's not an adjective. My texter says it was great to see Sam Stosur in Mayer's player box, remembering what Williams did when Sam beat her in the final. Yeah, that's true, yes. That's true, yeah. Well, I guess, yeah. Lozzie in Huntley says Venus Williams has been fined over $70,000 for refusing to do a post-match press conference today. Is that right? Okay. Amanda from Newcastle says Maya has an Aussie accent. I haven't really heard her speak, does she? I heard her speak a bit. I thought she had a faint American accent. Anyway, it doesn't matter. She's one of us. David from Barrel. G'day, David.
Good evening, Phil.
Question number one. We haven't got started yet. Smog, brunch and chillax are examples of what kind of word?
It's easy. Let's break them down. They're joining words. It's the proper word for it is portmanteau.
Correct.
That's no one ever says it, but yeah, there you go.
Well, they do say it, we do say it here on Nightlife.
Okay. Chill out and relax and, you know, breakfast and lunch. And
smog, yeah, smog, that is smoke and fog.
Smoke and fog, yeah.
Brunch, breakfast and lunch. Chillax, which is chill and relax, are examples of portmanteau words. Anne knew that. Anne is, you know, thumping the radio right now. Question number two.
Can I tell you a little secret about the French stuff? I tutor it.
Okay.
And I help athletes when they go overseas. And I tell you what, they start by saying, I don't know any words in French. And then we just talk about words that we use in English all the time, like entree.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, yeah, or encore.
Yeah.
And after about 2 minutes, they go, I reckon I know about 10 French words.
Entre nous, yeah.
Yeah. Rendezvous.
Rendezvous.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Ratatouille.
Yeah. No need to swear, Phil, but yeah. Sorry. Go on.
No, but it's true.
Yeah, it's good.
There's an interesting thing about that, isn't there, David, while we don't want to get too distracted about this, but I know I've been corrected by people who say, because I spell program P-R-O-G-R-A-M, and people say, oh, you know, get very sniffy about it and say, you spelled with two M's and an E. I said, it's not. It's not actually.
It's not, no.
This was a French affectation which crept into the
totally
English
was.
Because people wanted to look posh and French.
Oh, and by the way, like if you're over in France and they will say le shopping and le parking for going shopping
and le weekend, yeah.
Le weekend, and if they want to get a facial done, they often call it le relook. I kid you not.
I absolutely can believe it. They're practical people.
I'll continue. Let's keep going.
Okay. All right, LA. Question number two. We're in words. You might like to stay there.
Yeah, let's just stay.
Which 10-letter word derives from the Greek for good death?
Good death. It's Greek to me. Good death. Mort. Good. Gee whiz. Can't get my head wrapped around it. I'll let it go.
No,
sorry,
good.
Phil. Have a good
Someone
night.
Someone says portmanteau means a suitcase in French, does it, David?
It sure does.
From which we get the English.
Well, you know, technically something that's carried by hand, so... Yes, a port we often use is, you know, Queenslanders call it a port.
Queenslanders call it a port, don't they? Queenslanders call a suitcase a port, yeah. Where's your port? Put it in the boat.
Pretty much. Enjoy the night.
See you, David. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Bruce said when my niece was young, she would say inspectigate, as to inspect and investigate. I like that. I like that. Libby from Mitcham's got the right answer here. Rodney from Warburton. G'day, Rodney.
Good morning. How are you, Phil?
Oh, I'm pretty good, yeah. Question number two. Words. Which 10-letter word derives from the Greek for good death?
Oh, hopefully my job's something I never have to do, unfortunately. It's euthanasia.
Correct, it is. Euthanasia. Yes, euthanasia. Derives from the Greek for good death. Question number three. Words. Otherwise, you can move anywhere. Famous Margaret's alphanumerical answers. 2016 was a decade ago. We'll take a dive.
No. We'll keep going with the words.
Keeping going with words? Okay. Originally was used to refer to someone who destroyed religious images. But which 10-letter word now describes a person who attacks widely accepted beliefs?
Oh, that's tough. well, I don't know, I'm going to count the letters. It just, would it be terrorist or something?
No, not terrorist, Rodney.
No. Thanks, mate. I'm not quite sure.
No worries. Thank you. No, it's not a terrorist. Wal from Ngambi. G'day, Wal.
Yeah, g'day. I'm afraid I've got no idea of this next question either. No. Yeah, I had portmanteau, but that was it.
No worries.
But Paul from Esperance, who you mentioned briefly, I know him quite well. So g'day to Paul, if that's okay.
G'day, Paul. Yeah, how are you? Hi from Wal from Ngambi. G'day, Wal. Thanks, mate. See ya.
All right.
Deb in Perth says, yes, Mia Joint was extremely gracious and respectful in her post-interview. Serena should take a lesson out of Mia's book. You know, fair enough, Deb. It's a pretty good thing to be able to say if you're Mia Joint, though, don't you? Yeah, I had a good tennis career. Did you ever play Serena Williams? Yeah. I played Serena Williams on centre court at Wimbledon. Yeah. Beat her. In fact, I've got a perfect record against Serena. She could probably say, because she may not get to play her again, I would think. Brett from Moe says, encore, entree, stop it, Phil. I have to report you to Pauline's Ministry for Monoculturalists. Brett. Ah, dear. We can start all that again, I suppose. Pat from The Point, no, that is not correct. Elizabeth's got the right answer. Annette from Perth has got the right answer. Susan from Monterey, no, not correct. Olivia from Mount Hawthorne, that's not correct either. Claire from Modbury, I'll come to you in 1 second. Trev from Surface Paradise, hi Trev.
Yeah, hello Philip.
Question number three. Originally used to refer to someone who destroyed religious images, which 10-letter word now describes a person who attacks widely accepted beliefs?
Well, I don't know, but the word skeptic seems to apply.
No, not going to do it.
No.
All right. Okay. Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. We need 10 letters here. Greg from Wonthaggi says, morning, Phil. I've also thought that Serena Williams is not a very good loser. I felt at times she tried to bully the younger players, only my opinion. No, fair enough, Greg. No, what I was reminded by a friend this morning about her behaviour over Naomi Osaka, which was just terrible, really. It was terrible. Ray in the Bay says, I can't say that I've ever beaten Serena Williams on centre court, but she can't say she's ever beaten me either. Boom, boom. Nice one, Ray. I'll let you dine out on that one, if you like. Karen from Altona. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hello. Question number three.
Talking about tennis, there was a really good match on the other night at Wimbledon, world number one, Sinner, against, I don't know who he was playing, can't remember now, but he only just, he got wiped out in the first round. He won by a couple of points.
Yeah. Yannick Sinner, he's a champ, isn't he? Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he just won another one right now.
Yeah. Question number three. What do you reckon? Originally used to refer to someone who destroyed religious images, which 10-letter word now describes a person who attacks widely accepted beliefs?
I'm not sure, but I have heard of the word iconoclast.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Correct, yes. Iconoclast, it's a 10-letter word, refers to someone who originally icons, iconoclast. Question number four, what do you want to do, stay in words?
No, and what are the others?
Famous Margaret's alphanumerical answers, 2016 was a decade ago, take a dive.
I might take the Famous Margaret's.
Famous Margaret's, question number four.
I don't know about it, but anyway.
In the ABC series The Cook and the Chef, who was the cook?
Oh, dear. I'm out.
See you, Karen. Bye-bye. Thank you anyway. dear. Soft Dog says, should Ray be in the bay or on the bay? It's always troubled me. Well, Ray self-identifies as being in the bay, Soft Dog, so... What can we say? 1-300-800-222. Thank you, whoever the long time listener, first time texter who doesn't say who you are, but thank you for the tick. Phil, when I was at school in Queensland, you put your port on the port rack, not in the boot. Oh, is that right? Okay. Nice. Claire from Modbury. G'day, Claire.
Hello, Phil.
We're in Famous Margaret's. Claire, in the ABC series The Cook and the Chef, who was the cook?
Maggie Beer,
yes.
We are in the Barossa, right? So there were two things we had to have. There is the beginning of a red wine risotto. And here we're going to cook these chook thighs from Cersei's Chooks.
Oh, yes, delicious. All right. Question number five. We're in Famous Margaret's, but you can move if you like, or you can stay here.
Can we go back to words?
Yes, words. Question number five. Listed among other creatures, such as the nurkle and preep, the word nerd is thought to have first appeared in which author's If I Ran the Zoo?
Oh, my goodness.
it's thought this is where the word nerd came from.
I've never heard of that book. Oh, and I'm a reader, but I've never heard of that book. If I Ran the Zoo.
Listed among other creatures such as the nurkle and preep, the word nerd is thought to have first appeared in which author's If I Ran the Zoo?
Roald Dahl?
Not Roald Dahl. No.
Okay.
Thanks, Claire. Bye-bye. Not Roald Dahl. No. Steve from Lismore. Hello, Steve.
G'day, Philip. How are you?
Good. Yes. No, well, question number five we're up to. Listed among other creatures such as the nurkle and preep, the word nerd is thought to have first appeared in which author's If I Ran the Zoo?
I think it's Dr. Seuss.
It is Dr. Seuss, yes. Dr. Seuss, the Cat in the Hat and all of that. Question number six, words. Last one there, otherwise you can move anywhere else. 2016 was a decade ago. Take a Dive, Alphanumerical Answers or Famous Margaret's?
Maybe I'll try Alphanumerical.
Okay, why not? Alpha Numerical Answers. Question number six. Designed by Leon Levavasseur in 1904, the Antoinette was the first model of which type of engine?
I just take with words.
Designed by Leon Levavasseur in 1904, the Antoinette was the first model of which type of engine?
First, well, I would say an automobile or an engine.
No. Sorry, Steve, no. We're in a category called Alphanumerical Answers. Mike from St Kilda. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Phil. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Yes.
So, you're in St Kilda. Is it true that they renamed the beach at St Kilda Beach, which is called St Kilda Beach, after Patrick Beach? It's now called the Pat Beach Beach.
Yes, Patrick Beach Beach, yes.
I suppose it depends what happens on Saturday as to whether it still stays that way, does it?
it is only a temporary renaming. Oh,
have they actually put up a sign, have they?
Yes, they have.
Oh, okay. Good fun. Yeah. Patrick Beach, everyone, for those of you who don't know and not following the soccer, is the Socceroos goalkeeper. And he's done a terrific job. He's going to have to do an even more terrific job at 4 a.m. on Saturday morning. All right, question number six. We're in a category called Alpha Numerical Answers. Designed by Leon Levavasseur in 1904, the Antoinette was the first model of which type of engine?
Yes, I'm having an Anne moment, and given I'm in the suburb next to Anne, it's appropriate. I think it might be a two-stroke engine.
Not a two-stroke? No. Sorry, Mike. No, that's not correct. Richard's in the Pilbara. G'day, Richard.
It's Richard. Used to be in the Pilbara, now back in Myrtleford.
Oh, okay. Good on you. Question number six. Alphanumerical Answers. Designed by Leon Levavasseur in 1904, the Antoinette was the first model of which type of engine?
I think it actually might be an aircraft engine.
No, not an aircraft engine. Nope, no, not an aircraft engine. Sarah from Alphington. Hi, Sarah.
Hey. Engines are not really my forte.
designed by... We're in a category called Alpha Numerical Answers.
Oh, well, I'm from Alphington.
So. Yes, you are.
Alpha Numerical... I don't know. The only engine that I can think of is... Can I just say before I bomb out, hi, Wal from Ngambi. I know your kids.
Is that right?
Yeah, I know his children.
How come? How come? Are you a school teacher or something?
Because I used to live in Mount Macedon where his kids live and, yeah.
How about that?
They're beautiful little big people now.
How about that?
Yes.
Oh, you've got to love nightlife, don't you? You've got to love the nightlife family all over the country.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just going to say combustion.
No, not combustion. No, thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye. No, that's not correct. We're in a category called Alpha Numeric Answers. Keith from Seppi Downs. G'day, Keith.
Oh, g'day, Phil. Well, it's not a two-stroke. How about a four-stroke?
Not a four-stroke. Nope. Sorry, Keith. No. Not a four-stroke. No. Pete from Eden. Hello, Pete.
How are you, Phil?
I'm all right. All right, yeah. That's designed good. By Leon Levavasseur in 1904, the Antoinette was the first model of which type of engine were in a category called Alpha Numerical Answers.
Yeah, I've just been thinking about this. I'm thinking the Alpha Numeric is the key, and I've got it narrowed down to, it's an educated guess, two. And we know the rule of twos, but I'm going to go with a V8.
Correct. Very good. You're onto it. Yes.
I wondered about a V6.
The category was Alpha Numerical Answers. That's right.
Yeah.
The engine was a V8, an Alpha Numerical Answer.
Well, that was a bit of a guess, but you can get lucky sometimes.
Yeah, no, that's good. Alpha Numerical Answer, V8, correct. Question number 7. You can stay here if you like, otherwise you can move.
What was the 2016 one?
2016 was a decade ago.
Was it what?
That's it. That's the category.
Oh, sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
2016 was a what?
We'll give that one a miss. Let's have a go at... Oh,
words. 2016 was a decade ago. Take a dive. Alpha Numerical Answers. Famous Margaret's.
We'll have a go at Take a Dive.
Take a Dive. Question number 7. Most Olympic dives fall into 3 basic body positions. The tuck, straight, and what?
Tuck, straight, and, yeah, I used to watch the Olympics, but it's a while ago. The tuck, straight, and the... I'm struggling. Tuck, straight, and... splash, I don't know.
not the belly flop either, Pete, but thank you. See you,
no
mate.
No worries.
Bye-bye. No, not the splash. No. Roz from Strath Album. G'day, Roz.
Yeah. Look, I don't know the answer, but before you cross me out, I listen a lot. I don't ring in a lot, but someone actually... Well, a few people said that you should have a Pranks Trust, and I went,
No. Right. No.
I totally agree with you, and I agree. But I just think, hey, it's your radio program. It's your rules.
You know, that's right, exactly. And I'm a tyrant, Roz.
You're a what?
I'm a tyrant. I make the rules.
That's right.
No, Brains Trust. It's not fair. It's not fair to others.
No. Yeah, look, I live on my own, and heaps of people do. And we listen. We might not ring in, but we've been around for years, and you're sort of our little light and soul of the night time.
Good on you, Ross.
No. Hey, I go back to Peter Delroy.
No, Tony Delroy.
I
don't know. Peter Delroy might have been before him, but it would have been a long time ago.
Okay, back to Holden Senior Lamb, right? I can't remember his name, but... You know, I just think it's your program and it's great, and just let it go.
Thanks.
Now, what was the question so I can get it wrong?
Most Olympic dives fall into three basic body positions, the tuck, straight, and?
Tuck, straight, I don't know, bloody springboard? I don't know.
Not bloody springboard, anyway, not bloody springboard, Ross, no. See ya.
Hey, I love your program. We love you.
Thank you, Roz.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you. Bye. Fergo says, "G'day, Phil. Can I humbly report that Sydney fuel prices have seemingly not risen after the excise was halved at midnight? You discussed it yesterday on the program, saying it was almost a shoo-in to go up at the Bowser. Perhaps your regular finance guest can tell us when and if the big petrol companies decide to cash in." Fergo, that is interesting because I have to say I did fill up because I had to. I was down near empty. So I did fill up on the way home last night, which was well after midnight. And guess what? The price had not gone up. So I was very surprised, but pleased. But I noticed today, Fergo, when I was coming in again, same servo, price had gone up. So anyway, well, maybe they did get a new tanker load. I don't know. But I'm deeply suspicious and cynical about the whole thing, as I think lots of you are as well. John from Randwick. Hello, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning. Not bad. Question number 7, take a dive. Most Olympic dives fall into three basic body positions, the tuck, straight, and?
Pike.
Correct. The pike, yes. The tuck, the straight, and the pike. Mind you, if fuel is still the same price where you are, that's good news, probably.
I will say my local service station just around the corner,
yeah,
the price dropped sometime yesterday from the morning to the afternoon by 22 cents a litre.
It dropped. Gee whiz, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
But that means, hang on, that means, so it's going to have to go up 16 or so cents when next they fill up.
Possibly, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway. Petrol prices are pretty much back to where they were. Question number 7. We're in take a dive, but you can move if you like.
Can we go back to the alphanumeric? Because I rang up for the V8 question.
Yeah. Okay, alphanumerical answers. Question number 7. Bib label lithiated lemon lime soda. Bib label lithiated lemon lime soda was the original name of which soft drink?
7 Up.
Correct. Nice. Alphanumerical answers. 7 Up. Yes. Question number 8. Staying with alphanumerics?
Yes, please.
Which paper size measures 594 by 841 millimetres?
Well, as a draftsman for many years, I would say that's A1.
Correct. Yes. It's a big sheet of paper, the A1.
I should try A0. It's twice as big.
I've never seen a piece of A0. How big's that? Twice as big, is it?
It's 840 by 11 something.
It'll be 1180, I suppose, 1188.
That's it, around about, yeah.
Gee whiz, how about that? How about that?
They're big.
What would you use that for?
Plants. Big, very big buildings.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I suppose, yeah, that's right. I suppose if you're designing a skyscraper, there's no point in running out of room at the top of the page.
Pretty much.
Yeah. We've got no plans for the top 4 floors. We couldn't fit on the paper. Question. Go on.
Can we stay with alphanumeric, please?
Yeah, you like these, don't you? Okay.
I do, yeah.
Question number 9. All that you can't leave behind... and how to dismantle an atomic bomb are albums by which band?
U2.
Of course. You started on Pike, didn't you, John?
Yeah. I did.
Yeah. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Nice work.
Oh, good stuff.
Nice work. Okay, question number 10 we're up to. Alphanumerical answers. One left here. Well, I guess you're going to say you want it.
I will, yes, thanks.
Which massive computer error was first described in the 1984 book Computers in Crisis?
Would that be the Y2K bug?
Correct, yes. It was the Y2K bug.
Tomorrow night, these offices in a high-rise in Canberra's city centre will be the heartbeat of Australia's Y2K watch, the national coordination headquarters overseeing any major emergencies.
We want to analyse what's come in and record it and then decide what policy response is required.
All business, state and federal agencies will report to an emergency team notifying them of any dramas, including any glitches that occur in hospitals, electricity, transport, banking or communication systems.
Yes, remember the Y2K bug? What a dud. What a dud that was.
Yeah, exactly. It was such a non-event at the end.
How much do you reckon, how much money do you reckon was spent on consultants and tech firms and techie people checking stuff to check up something that did, that just didn't happen?
I reckon it would have been in the hundreds of millions.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah.
It was nuts.
I know. I know, but I've had people at the time, tech people, look at me across the table and just say, it is going to be a disaster.
Oh, absolutely. I was working for a company that consulted on, for that sort of stuff at the time.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, they made a lot of money.
Yeah, they did. They did. All right, you've got five in a row. Nice work. Someone said if he thinks he knows what an A1 is, well, how big's a B1?
I never worked on B-size sheets, but they're even bigger than the A-size.
They're even bigger, are they? Okay.
Yep, they're bigger.
Is there a C-size?
Not that I've ever heard of.
No. No. Okay. Amanda from Newcastle says, I only bought a few extra baked beans tins. Yes. Latif says, the most famous dive occurs in soccer. Yes, well, that's true. Although not so much, Latif, have you noticed that they don't seem to be doing it much in the World Cup anymore because presumably the referees are not giving it. But there's usually there's not so much rolling around in agony from, you know, someone slightly tapping your knee as there usually is in soccer. Now, question number 12 we're up to. No more alphanumerics. So you've got famous Margaret's, words, words, words. 2016 was a decade ago, or take a dive.
Oh, give me 2016.
2016 was a decade ago. Which
I know.
I know, it's alarming, isn't it? It's alarming. Yeah. Which club broke a 62-year drought to win the 2016 AFL Grand Final?
Oh, God, you couldn't have given me a more difficult question.
I know.
For me, anyway.
I know, you're in Randwick, yeah, I know.
Well, no, I just have never been a big follower of AFL. But 62-year drought, did you say?
Yeah. Which club broke a 62-year drought to win the 2016 AFL Grand Final?
Is it a club that has moved cities?
You know, I don't answer questions, John.
Oh, okay, no worries. I'll say the Brisbane Lions.
Not the Brisbane Lions.
No,
thanks, John. Thanks for all the paper sizes. Mate. Good on you. Bye-bye. Thank you for that. All righty. Now, where are we at? Ray from Yarunga is next up. G'day, Ray.
Hi, Phil.
Question 12. 2016 was a decade ago. Which club broke a 62-year drought to win the 2016 AFL Grand Final?
62 years. Yeah, I'd have no idea because I've got no idea of AFL. No, well, all I could say, it couldn't be the Swans. So, because they didn't exist, did they? Or West Coast or whatever.
They did. I think the Swans existed in 2016.
62 years ago.
No, which club broke a 62-year drought to win the 2016 AFL Grand Final?
Yeah, but they couldn't have a drought if they didn't win 62 years ago.
Anyway, what's your answer, Ray?
There was no Swans 62 years ago, was there? Or West Coast or whatever.
What do you reckon?
Oh, well, I'll just say the Crows.
Not the Crows. No, it wasn't the Crows either. Carl in Bulimba says, Phil, the lack of diving at the World Cup must be due to Italy's non-qualification. Oh, harsh. Yeah, mind you, they did bung it on. The Italians did bung it on, didn't they? Mind you, they were joined by pretty much everyone else. But I think there must have been some directive gone out to referees that, you know, we're not going to blow the whistle on it. Y2K was not a problem because so many people fixed lots of software in the years leading up to it, says my texter. Yes, Jane from Homebush, you are quite right. We were robbed, quite right. Kingsley from Adelaide. Hello, Kingsley.
Yeah, I'm a relatively new caller to your show. I've been listening for a long time. I love quizzing.
Good on you.
But you have a very difficult show. But this one you've landed me, I think I know this answer.
Which club broke a 62-year drought to win the 2016 AFL Grand Final?
I think you'll find it's the Western Bulldogs.
Correct. It was the Western Bulldogs. I was at the ground.
Fan. I love AFL footy.
I was at the ground. It was, and we were robbed, but there you go. Anyway, question 13. 2016 was a decade ago. You could stay here or you could move.
I'm going to move to Famous Margaret in honour of my late mother.
Hey. All right, Kingsley, question number 13. Margaret Hamilton is best known for playing which character in 1939's The Wizard of Oz?
I'm going to say the White Witch.
Not the White Witch, no. Thank you. No. Chris from Nelson Bay. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
We're
in Famous Margaret's. Margaret Hamilton's best known for playing which character in 1939's The Wizard of Oz?
I'll say the Wicked Witch of the West.
Correct. The Wicked Witch of the West is right.
You cursed rat! Look what you've done! I'm melting! Melting! Oh, what a world! What a world! Who would have thought a good little girl like you could destroy my beautiful wickedness? Ah, the bomb! The bomb! I'm going!
Talk about a bung on. Talk about a bung on, Chris.
Oh, mate, no, you played it well.
Question number 14. We're in Famous Margaret's, if you like. You don't have to. You can move to 2016 was a decade ago. Words, 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 or take a dive.
Let's go for the 2016.
2016 was a decade ago. Wow. Question 14. Which English singer had the best-selling album of 2016 in Australia?
I can only imagine Ed Sheeran was pretty big at the time. I'll have a crack at Ed Sheeran.
It wasn't Ed Sheeran. Thanks, Chris. No, it wasn't Ed Sheeran. Lois from Coburg says, by the way, Phil, just to let you know that I had a chat with Emily, the Duchess of Dubbo, today. Oh, good on you. Yes, all right. That's terrific. We usually give Em a bell on her birthday. She's turning 103 on the 18th of September and is aiming to reach 200. She'll try to listen tonight. Sends everyone a big hooroo. Good on you. Thank you, Lois. Thanks for passing that on as well. We always give Emma a bell on her birthday. She will turn 103. Quite amazing, given the life she has led. Terrific. 1-300-800-222 is the number. All right, Simone from Ballarat. Hello, Simone.
Hey, Phil. How are you going?
Good. Question 14, we're up to. Which English singer had the best-selling album of 2016 in Australia?
Oh, English singer in Australia.
Which English singer had the best-selling album of 2016 in Australia? It wasn't Ed Sheeran.
Adele?
Correct. It was, yes. It was the other one.
You know how you said about the Western Bulldogs before?
Yes.
Were they playing Geelong in
2000? No, they were not. They were playing the Swans.
Oh, is that your team, is
yes,
it?
Yes, and we were robbed. But I'm just gonna let it pass.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark.
Yes, Rolling in the Deep must have been playing on a radio station, I would think, everywhere around the world in 2016 at one point, I would have thought.
Beautiful voice.
Amazing voice. Amazing voice, yeah. Question 15. 2016 was a decade ago, if you like.
Oh, what's the easiest one? I've got one right before, but I've never got two. Am I allowed to choose something else?
Yeah, you can. Take a Dive, Words, 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 Famous Margaret's. Up to you.
Oh, we'll go Famous Margaret.
Famous Margaret's. Since 2019, Margaret Beasley has been the governor of which Australian state?
I'm going to just guess here. What about Northern Territory?
Not the Territory, no.
Before I go, I thought of you last night because I heard you saying fill up in petrol.
Yeah.
And I was in Portland and I got $1.45 a litre, which isn't bad, is it?
That's pretty good. Yeah.
But so that was pretty good. I heard you say fill up, so I was passing one of those mobiles that you just give your credit card. Yeah. So thanks
good on
for that.
Yeah, good on you. No worries, you would have saved yourself 10 or 15 bucks. Yeah, good on
you. Yeah, I know. Pretty good. I can buy some Monte Carlos.
Buy some Monte Carlos. I know. Right. Life is a series of small wins, Simone. Life is.
I had a Monte Carlo before and I had two Scotch Finger biscuits with the chocolate on them, so that's pretty good.
Oh, gee, that's
Do you reckon
good.
That's a lot? Three biscuits? I reckon that's okay.
That's allowed. No, three's okay. I think beyond three, you've got a problem. So.
Well, I won't tell you how many I had yesterday, but only three today. All right, I'll let you go. Nice to talk
Good
to you.
Good on you. Bye-bye. Have a Monte Carlo for me. Don't mind them at all. John from Mitcham says bad umpiring in that final cost the Swans. It did, John, but let's not go there. Let's not go there. But I agree with you. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Glenn from Penrith. G'day, Glenn.
Oh, g'day, Phil. How you going?
Pretty good. Question 15.
When back to the AFL, that was like they were Footscray, obviously, 62 years before 2016.
They were Footscray.
And Swans were South Melbourne.
That's right. Yeah.
So if it had been pertaining to them, there would have been. That's the way it would have been, you know.
I know.
Yeah. What were they called? The Footscray what?
Well, they were always called the Bulldogs.
Were they the Footscray Bulldogs?
Footscray, yeah.
Yeah, I thought they were just a Footscray football club.
Oh, well, they were too. That's
And the the Fitzroy Lions. They went to Brisbane.
Fitzroy Lions, that's right.
But they started off as the Brisbane Bears. Then they went back to the Lions, didn't they?
They did. That's what happened. And had a lot of success. And they're about to have more success this year the way they're going too. Glenn.
Fremantle have got it. So they're a hot mate.
Yeah, I know, but it's too early to tell.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Question 15. Since 2019, Margaret Beasley's been the governor of which Australian state?
Well, being from New South Wales, I'd better say New South Wales.
Correct. It is from New South Wales, yes. Very good. All right, question 16. We're in Famous Margaret's. You can move to Words, 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 2016, or Take a Dive. Up to you.
I'll stay with Margaret, mate.
Not
a literature question. You get me all the time.
Which novel by Margaret Atwood is narrated by Offred?
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye. See you, Glenn. 1-300-800-222. Harry the bassist, Monte Carlo is a great, but chocolate on a Scotch finger is like banana on a pizza. Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, I understand what you're saying. They just don't go well together. Yeah, well, you're speaking to the wrong person here because I'm chocolate with anything's okay with me. Warwick from Launceston. G'day, Warwick.
G'day.
Which novel by Margaret Atwood is narrated by Offred?
Offred?
Hmm.
Well, can't say I've heard of any of that. I'll just say on Serena, she didn't get fined.
No, apparently Venus got fined. That was just my text, right? I wasn't saying that. I don't know what, yeah.
When you were talking about Serena and the US Open, Naomi Osaka was inferior in that match,
Come on. Serena's behaviour was terrible. That was
Serena got called for coaching from the box, right? And she vigorously denied it. To her credit, at the presentation, she asked the crowd to stop booing because she acknowledged how good her opponent was. And guess what rule doesn't exist anymore? Coaching from the box doesn't exist anymore.
I know, but she had reduced Naomi Osaka to tears by that stage, and quite frankly, it was totally unacceptable.
Naomi Osaka didn't, the set in the game where the point was given against her, Naomi Osaka's breakthrough performance was outstanding.
She was. All right, Warren, you got a different view of the matter, but anyway. Question 16, we're up to famous Margarets. Which novel by Margaret Atwood's narrated by Offred?
No idea, sorry. Have a good night.
All right, thanks, Warren. Bye-bye. All right, 1-300-800-222 is the number. Jane from Homebush, yes, that's correct. Does anyone know the answer here? What about Scott? Scott, I'll come to you in a moment. Steve from Leicester, do you know the answer here, Steve? Hello, Steve.
G'day, Phil.
Which novel by Margaret Atwood's narrated by Offred?
Oh, Don't You Had a Near Brain Freeze. The Rebellion Press Women. Well, I can't remember the book, unfortunately.
No. All right, Steve.
I'm just going to take my 1,005
bands. Okay. All right, mate. We better leave it because the phone's breaking up a lot. All right, we'll come back. We're up to question 16. We'll come back and answer that and the other questions.
The Mighty Challenge.
Where we were in famous Margarets. That was our category. Dan from Trot Park in Adelaide. G'day, Dan.
Oh, hi. How you going?
Not bad. Well, famous Margarets. Which novel by Margaret Atwood is narrated by Offred?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure about the narrator, but the only Margaret Atwood novel or TV series I know is The Handmaid's Tale.
Correct. Yes, that's right. Not a bad way to approach the Mighty Challenge, actually. What's the only one I've ever heard of? Often correct. All righty. Question number 17, famous Margarets. There's one left there, otherwise you can move.
Can I move, please?
Yeah, you can move to 2016. Was a decade ago. Words, 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 or take a dive?
How about word, words, words, please?
Last one in words, words, words. Question number 17. Which word for molten rock comes from the Italian for washing?
Lava?
Correct. Yeah. Lava. Pretty much. Pretty straightforward. That one. Okay. Dan, we're up to question 18. So you've got to choose 2016 was a decade ago, take a dive, or there's one left in famous Margarets.
2016, please.
2016 was a decade ago. Question 18. Set at the offices of the Boston Globe newspaper, which 2016 movie won Best Picture at the Oscars?
I would have to
No good. All right, Dan, we'll move on. Let's go with Colin and Layla in Melbourne. G'day, Col.
G'day, Phil. Yep.
Set at the offices of the Boston Globe newspaper, which 2016 movie won Best Picture at the Oscars?
I think would have been
Woodward and Bernstein?
Not Woodward and Bernstein, no.
Okay. Also, I turned 70 just on 25 minutes ago.
Oh, did you? 25 minutes.
Yeah. 25 minutes.
Hey.
Mum was not impressed at being woken up at that time in the morning.
You're well into your 70s already, Colin.
Yes, you're well and truly. It feels like it.
You know, if you made it through the 60s, you know, in health terms, you're into the sunny side up now, because usually you'd be pretty good for a while now.
Yeah.
Well, at least a year or two, Cole.
Yeah. And what was funny, my sister phoned up yesterday to wish me happy birthday. I said, it's not today, it's tomorrow. And then she says, no, it isn't.
Oh,
goodness.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Anyway, thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, catch mate. Bye-bye. Oh, no. Rosa down in the corner's got the right answer. Julie from Tamora's got the right answer. Pat from The Point says, not La La Land. No, it wasn't. Pat, no. Where are we? Joni from Preston. Hi, Joni.
Hi. Great documentary about the Western Bulldogs called Year of the Dog.
There is.
Year of the Dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really interesting, like, sort of profile of a year when a team's not doing well. You know, it kind of makes you realize that, like, a lot of the glory is actually in losing and how you handle it. And, like, yeah, beautiful. One of the best Australian documentaries.
It is. It is. Year of the Dogs, made by a filmmaker called Michael Cordell. I seem to remember. All right, question number 18. 2016 was a decade ago. Set at the offices of the Boston Globe newspaper, which 2016 movie won Best Picture?
I think I know this. Is it Spotlight?
Yes, it is. It is, yes. Spotlight. Oh.
The Boston priest molested kids in 6 different parishes over the last 30 years. The church found out about it and did nothing. We haven't committed any long-term investigative resources to the case.
No, we haven't.
And that's the kind of thing your team would do.
Spotlight?
Guys, listen, everybody's going to be interested in this.
Obviously, the church will fight us very hard.
We understand you've settled several cases against the church.
I can't discuss that.
There aren't any records of any of these settlements.
Nope.
When you're a poor kid from a poor family, and when a priest pays attention to you, it's a big deal. How do you say no to God?
Yes, I know. It was a great movie. All right, Joni, question number 19. 2016 was a decade ago, or Take a Dive, or Famous Margaret's?
2016, definitely.
2016 was a decade ago. Which club won their first A-League championship at the end of the 15-16 season?
Oh, I don't know anything about local soccer. God. South Melbourne?
Not South Melbourne. Sorry, Joni. No, not South Melbourne. Simon from Brighton. Hi, Simon.
Hi. How are you going?
Not bad. Which club won their first A-League championship at the end of the 2015-16 season?
Jeez, you get me in the AFL ones. I'm fine. I know all those questions. But soccer, well, I'll have to take – there's only 3 teams I know. It's either going to be Perth, Adelaide, or Melbourne. And I don't think it's Melbourne. So it's Perth or Adelaide, maybe. Adelaide.
Yes, correct. Adelaide United. That's right.
Oh, there you go.
Adelaide United. Good on you. Spotlight. Amanda from Newcastle says, a great movie, sadly a familiar tale. Yes, it is. Yes. Question 20, 2016 was a decade ago. Last one there, if you like. Otherwise, it's Take a Dive or Famous Margaret's.
Oh, let's go 2016. Keep going.
2016 was a decade ago. Last one. The 2016 Dally M was jointly awarded to Jason Tomalolo and which Melbourne Storm halfback?
Being from Melbourne, I know 2 players. I don't know if he's a halfback. I don't know what a halfback is. is that the number one? Can you help me with the number on the jersey?
No, I can't help you at all, Simon.
Oh, okay. That could be a fullback. I'm going to go Cameron Smith because I've got no one else.
Fair enough. It's not correct, but fair enough.
No, no worries.
I'm with you. Thanks, I'm with you on that. See ya. Bye-bye. No, not correct. Betty. Hello, Betty from Dapto. G'day, Bet.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Not bad, yeah. Pretty good.
I just want to tell you something. Yeah. When we were kids, whenever we got rain in February or March, my mother would send us out to pick the mushrooms. And we always knew where to go, and we used to get the most beautiful mushrooms.
Yeah, I know. Well, did you know what you were picking, though, Betty? That's I suppose in some paddocks, I suppose it's all right, isn't it? Because you know.
No, well, you've got to know because the fungal that you didn't pick, they were flat.
Yeah.
But if you picked the right mushrooms, they had curved edges and they were pink underneath.
Yeah, I know.
And they were very easy to identify.
I would feel a bit difficult about it. I'm glad you're still with us, Betty, which has indicated that you did know what you were picking.
No, we were, and Mum was, you know, we'd pick a bucket full of kerosene tin sometimes.
A kerosene tin full? That's a lot of mushrooms.
Oh, well, we lived on a farm and, you know, we knew where to go and get them. And, and my mother used to cook mushrooms so beautiful. I don't know whether it was the homemade butter or whether it was the cast iron pan or what it was. But
no, all that. All that would help, Betty.
The taste of the mushrooms was just incredible.
Hey, Betty, the 2016 Dally M was jointly awarded to Jason Tomalolo and which Melbourne Storm halfback?
Would it be Billy Slater?
Not Billy Slater, no. Thanks, Bet.
See ya. Thanks, Bill.
Cheers to everybody. Lindsay from Woi Woi. Hi, Lindsay.
Yeah, good evening. How are you, Phil?
Pretty good. 2016 Dally M was jointly won by Jason Tomalolo and which Melbourne Storm halfback?
Oh, I'm hoping it was Cooper Cronk.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was. It was Cooper Cronk. Okay. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. We've got 4 in Take a Dive and 1 in Famous Margaret's.
Oh, go the last Famous Margaret.
Famous Margaret's. Someone says, I think the secret ingredient was kerosene, Betty. No. Kerosene tins were widely used at the time because they were... Very useful container. Lindsay, you wanted Famous Margaret's?
Yes, thank you.
Last one. Who wrote Gone with the Wind?
Margaret Mitchell.
Correct, yes. Margaret Mitchell.
But, Red, I really can't go on accepting these gifts, though you are awfully kind.
I'm not kind. I'm just tempting you. I never give anything without expecting something in return. I always get paid.
Well, if you think I'll marry you, just pay for the bonnet. I won't.
Don't flatter yourself. I'm not a marrying man.
Well, I won't kiss you for it either.
Open your eyes and look at me. No, I don't think I will kiss you. Although you need kissing badly. That's what's wrong with you. You should be kissed and often, and by someone who knows how.
Oh, and I suppose you think you're the proper person.
I might be, if the right moment ever came.
You're a conceited, black-hearted, vomit red button. I don't know why I let you come and see me.
I don't know why I come and let you see me, Red Butler.
Still the greatest movie ever made, I think.
It's a great movie, yeah, I know. It's one of those movies you think, oh, yeah, and it's, you know, been around for so long. But it actually is terrific, yeah. It's great. Yeah. All righty, question number 22. There's only 4 left. They're all in Take a Dive, all right?
Okay.
Lindsay, Stuart Diver was the sole survivor of which 1997 natural disaster?
The collapse in Thredbo.
Correct, yeah. The Thredbo landslide, yeah.
Yeah, Thredbo landslide, yeah.
Amazing survival story.
Oh, it certainly was, yeah.
Question number 23. Take a Dive. Reaching speeds of over 320 kilometres an hour during its hunting dive, which bird of prey is the fastest member of the animal kingdom?
Could you repeat that, please?
Reaching speeds of over 320 kilometres an hour during its hunting dive, which bird of prey is the fastest member of the animal kingdom?
Oh, God, there's several here you can choose, isn't there? I'll go the hawk.
Not the hawk. Lindsay, no. Thanks, mate. No, it's not the hawk. Pearl's in Darwin. G'day, Pearl.
Hello, Phil. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, it's all nice and quiet now. The territory's been lit up like a Christmas tree today.
What?
Firecrackers going off everywhere.
Oh.
It's Territory Day.
Oh, of course, it's Territory Day, yes.
It was Territory Day.
Well, it was Territory Day.
Yeah. Geez, it was a bit loud and, yeah.
Oh, well, happy Territory Day that was.
Yeah, I was home babysitting all the wiener dogs.
Well, they need to be. Someone needs to look after them. Good on you.
They were pretty good, actually. Mm. Yeah, they were very good.
Mm. Now, Take a Dive, we're in, Pearl, reaching speeds of over 320 kilometres an hour during its hunting dive. Which bird of prey is the fastest member of the animal kingdom?
I'm about to take a dive. I know the answer to this, but I can't remember it.
Yeah, I know.
I'll just say an eagle.
It's not an eagle. No.
No.
Thanks,
no,
Pearl.
Thanks, Phil.
See ya. No, it's not an eagle. Judy from Hectorville has got the right answer. Karen in Sydney's got the right answer. Claire from Dalton, good. Tim from Ballarat's got the right answer. What about, now, who's been waiting on here? Margella from Kingswood in New South Wales. Hello, Margella.
Hello.
Reaching speeds of over 320 k's during its hunting dive. Which bird of prey is the fastest member of the animal kingdom?
Is it the falcon?
What sort?
Peregrine falcon.
Correct, yes, a peregrine falcon is correct. All right, two left. We're in Take a Dive. Which folding knife lends its name to a type of dive in which the diver's body folds into a V shape and then straightens out before hitting the water?
Is it switchblade?
Not a switchblade, no. Sorry, no, it's not a switchblade. No. Peter from Elmore. G'day, Peter. Oh, he's having a snooze. Good on you, Pete. I won't wake you. I won't wake him up. I'll let him keep sleeping. I won't wake him up. Hayley from Roselle. G'day, Hayley.
Oh, I think I've got everyone right, and now this one I don't know.
Take a Dive. Which folding knife lends its name to a type of dive in which a diver's body folds into a V shape and then straightens out before hitting the water?
Yeah, I think I've got a couple of boys in their 20s. Knives are, you know, they've got pocket knives, they've got the Swiss Army knife, they've got the all sorts of things. Can't think of the name. I can't think of the name. Please, back to Margaret's, please. Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Sorry, Hayley. See you later. Bye-bye. No. All righty. Where are we? Mike from Oak Park. G'day, Mike.
Oh, hello, Phil. How's it going?
Pretty good. Question 24. Yeah. Which folding knife lends its name to a type of dive in which the diver's body folds into a V shape and then straightens out before hitting the water?
Before I bomb out, would you like to hear a little anecdote about the Sydney Olympic pool that was built for the 2000 Olympics?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was actually built before then because it was going ahead, and I think it was about 92 or 93 or something it was built for the forthcoming Olympics. And to celebrate the building of the Olympic pool, Bob Carr hosted he was the premier at that time, and he hosted a dinner at the pool, which had been open for a few months at that time. And anyway, as is common practice, we had a bunch of lights along the side, you know, where they have the glass windows for the cameras. And, so the dinner was going swimmingly. Boom, boom, yep. And we got towards the end of the night, and over our two-way radios, we were the tech crew there, and turned out someone said, oh, there's a crack in the glass. And lo and behold, it certainly was. And we were all evacuated out of those of us who were down below in the glass areas. were evacuated upstairs and couldn't go back down, and we're going, and the water level started going down in the main pool and the Olympic and the diving pool as well. And so anyway, long story short, the Premier and his guests didn't notice that the water had gone down, only went down a few centimetres. But the upshot was that the pool got closed for 6 months.
There we go. While they fixed it up.
Hmm. Yeah, while they fixed it up. So
anyway, it was good. It was back and running for Thorpey when Ian Thorpe ran swim. Hey, tell me, which folding knife lends its name to a type of dive in which the diver's body folds into a V shape, then straightens out before hitting the water?
Like I said, I'll bomb out after that.
Okay, see you, Mike. Bye bye. Thank you. Nicholas in Harndorf, but currently in Darwin. G'day, Nicholas.
Yes, I'm on the road. G'day, how you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. What's the folding knife we're after here?
I've no idea of the knife, but I know the V-shaped dive dive into a pool. Is Manu or T-Manu?
No, it's not, sorry. No, that's not what we're after. Sam from Harvey. G'day, Sam.
Morning, Philip. How you going?
Not too bad. What do you reckon?
What was your question again?
Which
please?
Folding knife lends its name to a type of dive in which the diver's body folds into a V shape, then straightens out before hitting the water?
That'd be a pike.
Not a pike, no. Not a pike. Tony from Ballina. Hello, Tony.
Hey.
Any good?
Yeah. Is it very nice talking to you? But, mate, you've got me on that one, so I'll.
Okay.
I wish you a good night.
Thanks, Tony. See you later. Natalie from Longwood East. G'day, Natalie.
G'day, Phil. How you going?
Not bad. Which folding knife lends its name to a type of dive, which the diver's body folds into a V shape and then straightens out before hitting the water?
Well, now that I've listened to the question a couple more times, it's not my answer. It's not what I thought it was. So I'll just say what I thought it was the peregrine falcon, but it's not. So I've never heard of a peregrine falcon folding knife, unfortunately.
No, it's not. Thanks, Phil. Thanks. Thanks, Natalie. Bye-bye. No, I haven't heard of it either. Bruce from Lura. G'day, Bruce.
Good evening, Phil. And just quickly, I wanted to say about the that 2016 Dogs Swans final. Shocking. Yeah.
Shocking. Terrible. Robbed.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
No, I never looked at Jake Stringer the same way.
We were umpired out of it, quite frankly. But anyway. Now, what's the folding knife we're after?
I can't believe I'm not that old. I was born in 65. Has everyone forgotten about the jackknife?
Correct. Yes, it's the jackknife. Yeah, I was surprised it took us so long to get there as well. But that's it. It was the jackknife. All right. Well done. Drum roll, please. Question 25. We're in a category called Take a Dive. Which reality TV series hosted by Larry Emder and Kylie Gillies followed celebrities as they tried to master the art of diving?
You're kidding. I've never heard of it. That was simple. That was quick.
See you.
Good luck.
See you later. Bye. Bye-bye. Joe from Ridgehaven. G'day, Joe.
G'day.
What do you reckon?
Would it be Take a Dive?
No, it wasn't Take a Dive. No, it wasn't. Dave from Falconbridge. G'day, Dave.
Oh, Phil. I thought I'd...
Which reality TV series hosted by Larry Emder and Kylie Gillies followed celebrities as they tried to master the art of diving? What was it called?
Diving?
Hmm.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. Yeah, I was thinking for the jackknife one.
No. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Dave. See ya. Mark from Busselton. G'day, Mark. You got any idea?
G'day, Phil. Where you go, mate?
Pretty good.
Mate, I would say butterfly knife.
No, that's the jackknife we've had.
Have you?
Yeah.
This
question is, which reality TV series hosted by Larry Emder and Kylie Gillies followed celebrities as they tried to master the art of diving?
Larry Emder. mate. The only thing I can think of him was The Price is Right, mate. So I'll bail out there.
Okay, no worries. Who's got it? Bruce has got the answer. Annette from Perth, who's got a lot of answers, is correct as well. What about Steve from Caringba? G'day, Steve.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How are you?
Good. Question 25 and a win. You can do a Bradbury here.
I remember the show Celebrity Splash.
Yes, it was. Celebrity Splash. Pat from the Point
City. It was a bit of a bomb.
Yes, it was a belly flop. Pat from the Point City, it was woeful. Yes, all right. Well, that's okay. You know, the world is full of shockers, and sometimes it has to be Larry Emder who's hosting them. Steve, well done. Good on you. We'll get some details from you and get this out to you. Good on you. Thanks. Doing a Bradbury. Rosa had Celebrity Dive. No, Bruce had Celebrity Splash. It was. Thank you, everyone, and nice work on a challenge that did take us a while, but we got there.
Nightlife with Philip Clark
on ABC Radio.
Karen says I was up at the top floor of the Q1 building, the tallest in surface, some years ago, and I was lucky enough to see a pair of beautiful peregrine falcons diving down and swooping back up and riding the thermals around the building. It was fascinating. Well, also, as I was craning my neck upwards, watching a group of people come over to see what I was looking at. Oh, gee, that would be great.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.